Simin Kuf Mem Gimel Halacha Yud Gimel. Echad Ish Vechad Isha Chayav Mech Kibra V'Aim. Both a man and a woman are Chayav Kibra V'Aim. El Shisha Nasuy Labal, except that a married woman, Kevin Shimushubedis Labal, since she's Meshubit to her husband, Lefichachi Batur Mech Kibra V'Aim, is exempt from Kibra V'Aim. V'Acham Baal Eina Makbar Allah, however, if her husband does not object to her being mechabit her parents, mechuyevus becholdover shavshalosh, she is mechuyev in every act of honoring that's possible for her. Halacha yudalit kol hamavaz avu ima, whoever is mavazu demeans his father or his mother, afil b'dvarim afil b'mriza, even with words and even with a gesture, harezeh b'chal arum piagvura, is included in the curse from the mouth of Hashem. Shenemar arum makla avu v'imoy, because it says in dvarim, cursed is the one who degrades his father or mother. Halacha tes vav. Hayakait tachov la'aviv el'imai, if there was a splinter stuck in the skin of one's father or mother, la'itzienu, should not take it out. Shema yasab ha'chabur, because maybe he'll make a chabura, which draws blood. Shuba israchi of chenek, which carries a punishment of chenek, which is strangulation. V'chenim ha'bein hu reifa, similarly if a son is a doctor, la'yakiz lahem dam, la'yachlep behem aver, he should not let blood, or he should not perform surgery. Even though he intends for refuah, this is only when there's someone else who can do it. If there's no one else and the parents are suffering, he's allowed to be make his dam and perform surgery as required for their refuah.